Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 95 this morning. We're going to read two verses from Psalm 95, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 95, verse 1 and 2 this morning. As you're finding your place in honor of the Word of God, would you please stand to your feet as we read the Word of God together? I'll read aloud as you read along silently. That's Psalm chapter 95, verse 1 and 2. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for the book of Psalms. What a great book. And Father, we look with anticipation for the preaching from these two verses we read this morning. God, speak to our hearts. Help us to be more thankful. Help us to praise you better by what we hear this morning. Help us just to be a better child. God, work in our hearts and our lives today. And this can be accomplished if you will make sure you fill our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power. Use him to help us this morning. And Father, if there's somebody in this room that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior from their sin, I pray before they leave the room this morning, they would accept him. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated now, we'll ask that you make sure your cell phones are turned off or to vibrate, please, and also to sit still and listen for these next few moments. The last Thursday of this month is what, people? Thanksgiving. You shouldn't even hesitate on that now. I know Christmas is December 25th, but the last Thursday of this month is Thanksgiving. I said the last Thursday of this month is Thanksgiving. No, we're talking. Okay, let's get ready. I'm going to do something I've never done here in our church. For the next three Sundays, starting today, I'm going to preach on, talk about being thankful. See, we think of Thanksgiving as a season. There's a season of Thanksgiving. We have that time where it's been declared. And we'll talk in the future lessons about messages about where Thanksgiving came from in America, why we celebrate it, etc., that sort of thing. But now, we think of being thankful as something that, well, when it comes to mind, or there is the season of Thanksgiving, that sort of thing. But the truth is, the Bible tells us in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Bible also tells us that we're to be thankful always in all things for all things. Ephesians chapter 5 there in verse number 20 talks about the fact that being thankful is a part of a spiritual Christian's life. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts and being thankful always for all things. A thankful Christian is a Christian who's right with God. So it isn't a season. It's a part of our lives, but it is also not automatic. We're not automatically thankful. Otherwise, God would not have put those commands about being thankful in the imperative mode, which means it's a command. Well, if it was automatic, you wouldn't have to tell us. We teach our children growing up, we teach them to be thankful, yes? I hope you do. I hope you teach your children courtesy and manners for the rest of society's sake, please. Teach them courtesy and manners. Teach them it's pleased to get it and thank you to keep it. And teach them some manners. But the thankfulness, it's important. I love it when you do something for a child and they say thank you without having to be told. But that just simply means they've been conditioned to do that. They've been taught it in their life. So thankfulness is not automatic. It is a byproduct of your spiritual condition. And we know that since God told us to be thankful, if I don't, then there's something missing in my Christian life. Yet, now look at me, church, look at me. Did you thank him today? I don't mean the meal thing where you say, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace, help me not to hit my face, not too high, not too low, come on, Mary, go, go, go. Not one of those kind of prayers before you eat deal. I mean, did you thank him for anything today? Any part of the day today? Anything about the day today? Anything that you, did you hear the rain this morning, and did you thank Him for rain? Did you thank Him for health to get out of bed this morning? Did you thank Him for life? Did you thank Him for living in America? I mean, did you thank Him for anything? You see what I'm saying? The truth is, most of our day is spent and very little thanks is given for anything. But I want to talk to you this morning on this thing about being thankful, and I want to talk to you on this one aspect about thanksgiving and about being thankful, and that is the effect being thankful has on you. Now, we've all said thank you when we didn't mean it, right? Someone bumps into you in Walmart, for instance, which is almost impossible to not have happen. Because whoever's in charge over there, would you make the aisle just about that much wider? It's all it takes. And someone bumps into you and you turn around and go, thanks. That's not really being thankful. You go to the mechanic and he looks at your automobile, which today takes a master's or PhD degree just about, pulls the hood up, you looks in there and he tells you, that's $2,000 worth of work there. And you go, thanks a lot. That's not being thankful. The truth of the matter is, being thankful has an impact on you. It affects you in life. Now, I'm going to give you a few scriptures this morning. I'll have you turn to, but mostly I'm just going to have you listen. And trust me that I know a little bit about the Bible when I go to a couple other scriptures. And I want you to get this morning. In Psalm 95, verse 1 and 2, would you notice in verse 2 this morning, it says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Number one, thankfulness affects you in your fellowship with God. Look over in the next, across the page, unless you have a large print, then go four pages over. In Psalm 100, look at Psalm 100. Enter in, verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Listen now, you know something, ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to come into His presence as a thankful person. And without thanksgiving, I don't think you can enter into the presence of God. You know, be willing to be thankful. To express your thankfulness to God enhances your fellowship with Him. It affects you. And listen now, your fellowship with God is the key to your life. If things are not right in life, it's because things are not right between you and God. It's not about people. Yeah, well, if you know the people in my life, you know where things weren't right. See, that's the problem. We think of all of our horizontal relationships were right. Everything would be good in life. You know what would happen if that took place? If you were getting along with everybody, is there anybody like that this morning? You're getting along with everybody in your life. You got no problems with anybody in your life. No issues between you and anyone. No family dramas, no personal dramas, no dramas at work, no dramas in your neighborhood. You say, you're aggravating me, preacher. Just stay with me for a moment. See, we think if everything was peaceful this way and we got along with everybody in life right here, that everything would be good. Do you know what's the number one thing would be a problem with that? You would neglect God even more then. Truth of the matter is, this needs to be right. Me and Him. Everything needs to be right between me and God, because this is never going to always be right. It's just not. Last Sunday night, I preached a message, and part of the message was making a difference. The message was about making a difference. A part of it was about having compassion. Anytime I preach something like that, that week, God is going to test my compassion. And lo and behold, I mean Monday morning, somebody called me from another part of the country, and I hope they're not watching on the internet, wanting me to help a friend who broke down here in town, who got thrown in jail, who had a cat over at Haven Humane Society, and they wanted me to go rescue their cat out of Haven Humane Society. Now, if you know this preacher, you know those are not some of my most favorite creatures on this planet. Now, if you like cats, that's your business. If I don't like them, that's my business, okay? But this person wanted me at $350 to go rescue a cat from Haven Humane Society. I just held the phone back while they were rattling off and just laughing and saying, God, you got a sense of humor. You got somebody calling me Monday morning and wants some compassion for a cat being held in jail at Haven Humane Society at a cost of $350 to get them out of jail. And then they wanted me to take the cat to my house and keep the cat at my house. You know what I'm preaching on tonight? I need a Cadillac. That's what I'm preaching on tonight. There's no other hope. It's never going to go this way. Never. You're not ever going to get it all right this direction right here, dear people. But to have it right this way, thanksgiving is, thankfulness in my part is essential. You enter in. You see, The Jewish people had a part, they had a whole elaborate system, God had given it to them, of offerings and sacrifices when they came to the temple. One of the offerings was a thanksgiving offering. But the wonderful thing about the thanksgiving offering for the Jews was it wasn't required. It was voluntary. And they brought the offering for one reason, just to say thanks. And that's what God is talking about here in the Psalms. Entering into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. The whole idea was God said, you want to have closer fellowship? Learn to give a little more thanks for the things of your life. See, it affects my fellowship with God. Now, you can't affect relationship with God by thanksgiving. You can't thank Him into heaven. You can't thank yourself into heaven. You can't do it. You have to accept Christ as your personal Savior. That's relationship. That's when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then you're His child, whether you're thankful or not. Now, we've all had children in our lives where they were not thankful for something. And they didn't want to say thank you. We had to hold their feet to the fire, not literally. We had to hold their feet to the fire to get them to be thankful. But it didn't change whether or not they were our child. Relationship's permanent. You trust Christ as your Savior. You are a child of God. Nothing changes that. But you want fellowship? Oh, you want closer fellowship and enhanced fellowship? Did you know it affects your fellowship with God, how thankful you are in your life? You say, I don't have a lot to be thankful for. Do you see why He's upset with you? Because you do. Yes, you do. You have a lot to be thankful for. There's much in your life for which you should be a thankful child of God. Just today, just this morning, just this day today, there are reasons we ought to be a people who abound, as the Bible speaks in Colossians, we abound with thanksgiving. No, what we think about is what we don't have instead of what we do have. We think about what we didn't get instead of what we do have, what we did get. We think, by the way, you ought to be just thankful for what didn't happen this week. Election's not till next year. I mean, there's stuff to be thankful for. I understand the president is going to pardon the turkey. It's a tradition every year. He pardons the turkey for Thanksgiving. I know Hillary needs it. Now, here's the thing. The idea... Actually, it's John Boehner. But the truth of the matter is we got this idea that there's nothing to be thankful about or for. Yes, there is. Tell me, do you have a reason to be thankful? I don't want you to tell me what it is. Just answer my question this morning. To your little self, quietly, because you're Baptist, you don't say amen. You're just going to sit there and look at me like wooden Indians. Just tell me now, do you have a reason to be thankful this morning? Yes, you do. And we always do. And you know what it does? It enhances our fellowship with God. Now, I got 14 points. Let's go quickly. No, I don't. Number two, being thankful also affects the thankful because it affects the will of God for my life. Okay, I won't have you turn there. I'll give you the reference. You can look it up later if you don't trust me. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. But then it says this, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, why would being thankful affect God's will for my life? Because being thankful means I cannot get in the will of God without being thankful. You see, Pastor Johnson, you know, if God tells me what the whole plan is, I'll think about it. That's not going to happen. The will of God is He reveals it over a period of time. It was in there, it just wouldn't come out. Thank you, brother. Forget it, I'm not even going to think of the word now. Okay, He reveals it over a period of time. You know, for a guy who makes his living preaching, honestly, there are things up here that never come out of my mouth, and thank God for that. But anyway, the point is, He reveals His will to us over a period of time. All right, it's something that was revealed today, tomorrow. You don't want to know everything God has for you in His plan. But you can't even get in it without thanksgiving. In everything. See, if I can't look at what's happening in my life and say, you know, if this is God's will, I'm good with that. Then you can't even get in the will of God. Number two, you can't stay in the will of God without being thankful. Because something happens and you go, okay, that's it with me. And that's it with God, and I'm done with the whole thing. You're done, aren't you? Because you walked away from the will of God because you weren't willing to be thankful for whatever it was. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's right. The good, the bad, the bitter, the sweet, the high, the low, the dark, the light, all of it. You're never going to stay in the will of God until you learn to look up at God and say, I don't understand it. I didn't even want it. But I'll tell you what, Father, thank you because you knew this is what I needed. Can't get in. You can't stay there. And you can't do the will of God without being thankful. We have this week of teen revival. Some of you folks, you've never worked in the teen revival before. You should get in and work with these teenagers. It's an eye-opening experience. Now, we love them. We'll take every one of them that God will put on the buses and bring here, and parents will bring. We love every one of them. But there'll be kids every year. We'll have kids who come in last year. This kid, I go over and talk to him before the service and stuff. And I walked up, and it was a girl, if I remember right. And I said, "How you doing, kid? Good to have you. I'm Pastor Johnson." She goes, "So what?" And I said, "Well, I just wanted to welcome you." She goes, "I'm not talking to anybody right now." I said, "You're talking right now." She goes, "Well, I'm not talking anymore." I said, "You're still talking." "Well, when you're done, I'm never going to talk again after this. That's it. I'm never going to say anything again after that, because like I just don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody." I said, "You're still talking. What's your name?" She said, "I'm not talking to anybody." I said, "Well, not talking to anybody. We're so thankful that you're here tonight, and we're glad that you're with us this evening." She goes, "Well, I don't care what you say, because I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not talking to her, and I'm not talking to him, and I'm not talking to anybody in this room. I'm not talking to anybody anymore. Like, I just I'm not going to do it anymore. You understand? I'm just like, I'm not going to do it." I said, "Well, when you're done talking, let me know." Every night I look for that kid. Every night. And every night she came to the teen revival. Second night, she told me her name. I said, "Are you talking tonight?" She said, "Yes." I said, "What's your name?" So I got to talk to her. You know, the truth is, you see, how can you thank God for a teenager with a bad attitude? They're here. Huh? Don't you understand? There is a reason. There's something about, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. If I can look at the will of God and say, "You know, Lord, it's a blessing to get to do God's will." It is. It's just a blessing to get out of bed. No, I'm doing what God put me on this planet to do. You say, "Well, that's for preachers." No, that's for any human being. God has a plan designed for you. And did you know something? To do the will of God requires thankfulness. And lastly, to accept the will of God requires thankfulness. Because He'll put some things in that plan you did not want. How many of you have ever had oyster stew? Oyster stew. Okay. Now, if you had it right, it had milk in it. It was made with milk base, and usually there's carrots or some kind of vegetables in there. Sometimes it's just oysters and milk if you're poor like we were. I never had oyster stew in my life. And they put a bowl of warm milk in front of me because the oysters are sinkers. And I scooped up an oyster, and I looked at that, and I thought, "Are you kidding me? That looks like a bad head cold or something a seagull left on a post down by a wharf one time." And they said, "Oh, eat it, you'll love it." They lied to me again. And I put that oyster in my mouth, and I thought I was going to throw up. Mushy, nasty, gushy, fishy, with crunchy stuff in it. I don't know what the crunchy stuff was. And in my house, they put it in front of you. You ate it. Like any kid, I drank all the milk off the top, and I got like five oysters in the bottom up there just looking at me. And I was required to eat the oysters. I have not had oyster stew since then. The truth of the matter is, dear people, look at me. I was required to eat the stew whether I wanted it or not. Been a few times now in the will of God where He brought something in my life that was much more difficult than oyster stew. And you just said thank you right away, didn't you, Pastor Johnson? No, I didn't. Sometimes I had to wait a little while and get the grace of God on me. Sometimes if I gave Him some time, God would show me through what I was going through at that time that didn't seem real pleasant, like it was something I did not want. He showed me later on down the road it was something that I did need. And later on, I was actually more thankful than I was at the moment. You understand? But in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You will never accept the will of God without thankfulness. Number three, thankfulness affects God's people because it affects our peace. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving with supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Careful in the Bible is another word for worry. The Bible says if you'll take prayer and place it in the put it in the place of worry, God will replace it with peace. But first you have to be willing to be thankful. So, well, I prayed about stuff and just worried myself sick about it. No, you prayed and you worried. You have to substitute one or the other one. Because you know what prayer is, right? It's not just saying a bunch of words. Prayer is saying, I trust in God in this matter. I'm going to trust Him so much in this. I'm going to commit it to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to do what I cannot do and help me with this. And when you in prayer, that's prayer. Supplication means you put it before God and you keep it before God. And you put prayer needs of others before God. And then you put thanksgiving with that and say, dear Lord, that's thanksgiving before the answer, before the peace. You put that there, God puts peace in its place. The peace of God that passeth all understanding comes somewhere between praying and trusting God enough with the matter and actually thanking Him for whatever it may be that He'll bring about, and somewhere in there God brings peace at the end of it. Well, I'll thank Him after He answers my prayers. It doesn't work like that. That's not the formula of Philippians 4, 6, and 7. That's not the formula. The formula is pray, trust, ask, thanks, and then let God work it out. And He'll give you peace while you're waiting for the answer. No, we'd prefer to worry now. Because after all, we can do a better job at worrying about it than God can in answering our prayers. Without thanksgiving, I can't have peace in my life. But with it, the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. My soul. Yes. Here. In some of the darkest hours of my life, when I didn't understand anything God was doing, and it did not make sense. By the way, there's some of those situations that still don't make sense to me. But I found a yieldedness to prayer and a trust in God, and then being willing to say thank you for whatever this may be and however this turns out, God always replaced that worry with peace. Always. And it kept the heart and the mind. And lastly, thankfulness affects those who are thankful because it affects our testimony. I'm just going to read the verse to you now. It's a little difficult, but I want you to hear it. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 15. You know what being thankful does? It affects your testimony before God and others. God looks down at His child and says, they're willing to thank me even through this. What a wonderful child. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, look at me. People who see you go through life with a thankful attitude instead of a bitter one, with a thankful attitude instead of a resentful one, with a thankful attitude instead of a who's God to do this to me and why is God doing this to me attitude, when they have a thankfulness about them, people look at that and they say, must have some kind of God in their life. That's a big G God now. These people in these other religions, bless their heart, they don't have a God that's real, number one. And number two, none of them know a God who's gracious and merciful and kind to them. They just pray that they get some kind of mercy and they get some kind of help. We have a God who, even when difficult times are there, still provides grace, still provides comfort, still provides help, does all that for us in our life. And you know something? It says something about a Christian. Because I'll tell you what happens. You get a Christian in the trenches of the battle. You get a Christian in the dark midnight of battle and struggle in their life. You get a Christian down in the valley, my friend, where there seems to be no hope. And yet you see a thankfulness about their spirit and attitude in what they do. It says something about the glory of God in that Christian's life. Great testimony. Beats this pinched-faced Christianity that looks like it's been baptized in grapefruit juice. because things just didn't go your way. And we get down in the mouth and we get the mully grub so bad we hang our bottom lip out like we go around and pick up carpet fuzz. We got a face on us so long we eat oats out of a gas tank. We get a long stretched out look on our face so bad we can lick butter out of the bottom of a churn, and most of you don't even know what that is. The truth of the matter is we get this look, but there's something about the thankfulness of a child of God that even when someone says, well, how are you handling it? You say, well, you know, I don't know about right now, and I'm trusting the Lord in this thing, but I'm going to thank Him for it. They'll look at you and say, you're either crazy or you got a big God. And I'll emphasize you got a big God, friend, because that means you found the grace of God. That means you found something in your God that brings glory to Him. Yeah, thankfulness is a command, and thankfulness is a part of our condition, and thankfulness is all these things in our life. But do you realize what it means to you? How much it'll help you in your life? You see, Pastor Johnson, I don't always find myself thankful. You never will. You have to make yourself thankful. There's something about the grace of God in your life that even in the toughest moment, in the darkest hour of your life, you can look up to your God and say, Father, I don't understand, but if this is what you designed for me, then I thank you. Let's stand our feet, please, this morning.